بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تسليت شعر وعارف بالله عزتي اختصت سجدت معنا شاكي محمد اختصت نور الله مرقده The title is نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں وہ خمرے کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم بہن سر کو صفا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خوشیدہ خدا ہو رہے ہیں کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خوشیدہ خدا ہو رہے ہیں جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں
وفانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہی ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یش کی نجامت, نئی باب الخط کے وا ہو رہی ہے. تجھے ہو مبارک یش کی نجامت, نئی باب الفت کے وا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ پانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم ہے کہ نالائقوں پر کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ قربان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ قربان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں, وہ پانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. انشاءاللہ بھائی برکات اور حضرت اینڈ ٹرائی ٹو میک ترجمہ آف دا نظم ان شاء اللہ. یا اللہ ہے پس ان شاء اللہ. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہی ہے, ہو ایور ایچ اینڈ ایوری انسٹنٹ آف ہز لائف, ایوری سیکنڈ آف ہز لائف, ہی گیوز ہم سیلف ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. ہی سیکریفائز ہم سیلف ایوری مومنٹ آف ہز لائف فار اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. So this person will be separated from the temporary idols of this world, like the love of dunya, the love of the material of the dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take out from his heart the idols, these things. We are so much attached to those material things, so they are like idols in our heart. So when we give ourselves, we sacrifice ourselves for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment of our life, Allah will clean our heart from the love of these temporary things of the dunya. وہ خمر کن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئی جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll give us the real liquor of love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will put in our heart. Allah SWT will give us, Allah SWT will give us the real joy of His love. Kabhi kalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar, rahi ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hain. Sometimes we have to give our heart, sometimes we have to give our life for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will give all our what we love the most, our heart and our life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this path of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will progress in this path. And we'll finish ourselves in this path. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر لوٹا کر ہم اب اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. And we will be filled with so much happiness, so much contentment, and will be in the company of the ahli sidq, of the people of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will clean our heart like that, and staying in the company of the people of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kabhi pe rahe hai lahu arzuka mita kar khud hi ba khuda ho rahe hai. Sometimes we'll have to break all our expectation, all our project, all our desire, all our vain desire. We have to erase, to annihilate all that. And we, inshallah, like that, we be completely, inshallah, separate from those, from ourselves. We'll forget ourselves, all our arzu, all our experience, all our desire. We'll forget all that, we'll erase all that, and we'll be exclusively dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tujhe mubarak ye ishqi nadamat nay bab ul fath ke hua ho rahe hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for us in that sadness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open for us new doors of his proximity and his love. Ye shaan e karam hai ke nala yaqoon par karam unki har dam aata ho rahe hai. This is from only the karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that state in each every moment of our life. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho ki sultan ho kar gada ho rahe hai. And Sheikh Dada Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that the muhabbat that he's got is look at the karamat of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you think that you're becoming like a king, but inside of yourself you know that you are someone very humble, very simple. You consider yourself as a donkey, but in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that muhabbat, you'll be very, very high. But in yourself, you'll consider yourself very, very low. That is the karamat of the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Muhammaduhu nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. From the kitab, Hayat al-Muslimin, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. The next chapter we were doing was sabr and shukr. So last week we did some examples of where a person has to make sabr. Three examples were mentioned there. One is the desire to commit sin, or not to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is when calamities come like poverty, sickness, death, persecution by enemies. And the third way, when you have some obstacle creating, an oppressor creating obstacles in the path of deen. So in all of these things, a person has to have sabr, the quality of patience. The above are some examples of conditions in which sabr has to be adopted. Some narrations in this regard will now be cited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, seek sabr with seek aid, the help of Allah with sabr and salat. Note, if love of wealth and love of fame overwhelm man and stop the development of his iman, as it will most certainly do, he should engage in sabr and abundance of salat. For this will most assuredly fortify him against the onslaught of the nafs. The form of sabr as advocated in this ayat is abstention from the desires and dictates of the nafs. That ayat Allah Ta'ala says, we shall certainly test you by means of some fear, poverty, loss of wealth and life, and glad tidings of thawab for those who adopt sabr, patience, in the face of these calamities. Another ayat of the Quran, Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the nations of the past and how much of perseverance they had. Allah Ta'ala said they lost not courage because of the hardships which confronted them in the path of Allah. They were not weakened, nor were they overawed by the enemy. Allah loves the sabirin, those who are steadfast and have patience. These men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were steadfast in the face of the enemy. Hardships and obstacles confronting them in their journey towards Allah Ta'ala did not deter them. Their fortitude and steadfastness and sabr were such, they did not descend to flattering the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. Their gaze is focused on Allah Ta'ala, and they know the victory in jihad is theirs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who are patient, have sabr in their deeni activities, he will certainly reward them for their good actions. Another ayat of the Quran, Allah says, وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ, for those men who have sabr and those women who have sabr, for them all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared forgiveness and a great reward. All forms of sabr are included in this verse. Sabr with regards to ibadat, sabr with regards to sin, and sabr with regards to calamities are within the purview of this verse, which promises great reward and forgiveness for the sabirin and those who make sabr. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, shall I inform you of something by means of which Allah ta'ala eliminates sins and elevates ranks? Performing a perfect wudu and making wudu is displeasing to the nafs. When making wudu is displeasing to the nafs, to make a perfect wudu at that time. Walking much to the masjid and waiting anxiously for the arrival of another salat after having performed one salat. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrates that my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made wasiyah to me, advised me that I should not commit shirk with Allah Ta'ala, even if my flesh is cut up and even if I am cast into a fire. Perseverance on such occasions of oppression is a high rank of sabr. However, in cases of brutality and torture, the Quran Kareem grants permission to make a verbal declaration of even kufr, provided that the heart does not deny iman. The extraction of anti-iman statements from a person under torture does not come within the Islamic definition of kufr and shirk. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once appointed Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu as commander of an army which was dispatched on an expedition by sea. In the darkness of the night, while the ship was sailing, a caller from above the ship exclaimed, O occupants of the ship, let me inform you of something which Allah Ta'ala has undertaken as his responsibility. Hazrat Abu Musa radiallahu anhu said, if you have something to tell us, speak up. The caller called out, Allah Ta'ala has undertaken the responsibility of quenching the thirst on the day of Qiyamah of those who remain thirsty during fasting on hot days. It's also a form of sabr. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who struggles in the recitation of the Quran on account of his inability to recite properly will get a double reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha said, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved deed to Allah ta'ala is such a deed on which there is constancy, even if the deed is little bit. But a person has sabr and he is constant. It is quite evident that sabr is required in being constant in practicing a deed. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anha narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jannat is veiled in pleasures and delights. Jahannam is veiled in pleasures and delights, while Jannat is veiled in difficulties and hardships. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim's sins are forgiven whether he is overtaken by hardship and difficulty, even if it be that a thorn pricks him. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu narrated Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man who remains with sabr and with the niyat of thawab at a place overtaken by an epidemic and believing that only what Allah has decreed will happen will attain the same thawab which a shaheed, which a martyr will obtain. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us these qualities. Always ask Allah ta'ala for afiyat, for well-being and safety. But if calamities come, difficulties come, then a person should have the quality of sabr.